Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of Young Hollywood Actors and the Hollywood Parents Guide. And today my guest on the Hometown to Hollywood podcast is Abby Johnson. Abby is a talent manager with Green Room Management in Los Angeles. Abby, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so happy that you are here. I was looking at your LinkedIn profile.
Yeah.
And I discovered that you actually have a BA in entertainment management and broadcast journalism.
Yes.
That's amazing, by the way, because that's not super
common.
Normal.
No, it's not common at all.
It's not common.
Yeah.
How much do you think your degree has prepared you to be a good talent manager?
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. So, you know, and this is funny, too, that little kids are like, hey, I want to be a talent manager when I grow up. I don't even think many people know what the position is until you get into the industry and it kind of finds you. So I went to school at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. So my courses were all Las Vegas entertainment shows, on the road music, management, things like that. So I actually wasn't even sure that it would be something I wanted to do. My path happened through, I was studying journalism. Journalism was my major, and I did the campus news. I was a news anchor. I thought I wanted to be a reporter one day. I started that, hated being in front of the camera.
Interesting.
It was awful.
Were you surprised?
Just awful. I thought I was going to love it. Yeah, I thought I was going to love it, but that feeling like when the lights would go on and my heart would drop, and it just was not my thing, but I enjoyed the backside of it and the production and putting it together. And that's actually what took me to LA, because I thought I wanted to be in production, in that aspect of it. So that's where I started, but then I ended up falling in love with the management division of it.
That's so
it all kind of came full circle in certain ways. But my coursework there had no help in what I do now. I just had to learn it as I go here. So
that's good. That's just good to know. I mean, you know, no slam on the programs out there. Cause I believe in higher education and you never know, you know, what can be useful, but
right. And I think for somebody who is interested, like music management and, like a touring manager, it's a whole different position than what we do with TV film actors. So I think it would have prepared me if I went that route. But I didn't.
That's good information.
Yeah.
Well, so then how actually did you get your start working as a talent manager?
So I was finishing up my degree and I moved out to LA to do an internship with a production company, management company in Santa Monica. And there I started as the intern, got promoted to an assistant. And then my boss at the time said, hey, it seems like you're really enjoying this. I was putting in a lot of work. I loved speaking with the clients. That was my favorite part of it. And he brought me on as a junior manager. So he allowed me to start signing my own clients and kind of guided me through all of that. And that's where I fell in love with it.
Let's talk about that for a second, you know, because I'm talking more and more to young people who are like, yeah, I think I'd love to be a X that isn't necessarily an actor, but maybe, you know, a producer or an agent or a talent manager.
Yeah.
But there seems to be some resistance to the sort of working up through the ranks piece, which is how everybody I know got started in a position like that. Mm-hmm. Nobody just lets you be a producer one day or lets you be a talent manager
one
day.
No, you have to put in the work. You have to put in the work and realize, like, it wasn't a cozy position for me. I was bartending on the weekends because I was working on a commission structure. Obviously, there's other routes to take. You can do the mailroom, the assistant position, you know, work at a big agency and work your way. And a lot of my colleagues and friends in the industry did it that way. I just took a different route because that was happened for me organically. But yeah, you have to put in the work. You have to put in the work and you have to be, you know, meeting people. And it's really becomes a big part of your life rather than just like clocking in and clocking out. Like, even now I'm always on my last thing I do before I go to bed, email. First thing in the morning, email, you know, always checking my phone, all of that. And it's always been that way.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. I mean, really, really good talent managers and agents in this particular conversation, you guys are a special breed of cat because you have to love that. You have to love being available for your clients essentially 24/7. I mean, I know from my own experience, when stuff happens, mm-hmm. you know, stuff, life doesn't stop at certain hours. Yeah. And when it's a professional high-stakes situation, you need a manager who's willing to be able to be there and be available for
you. Oh, absolutely. And you have to, that's why it's really important to work with people you enjoy working with who treat you respectful and in both ways, because I need to care. Like I need to care. And that's why I'm really big on just sussing out each individual's characteristics. And if it's a child, the parents and what they're like and how respectful they are of me. And that's a really big part of it, because that's what it is. It's all, you know, weekends, nights, no matter when they're working on set or auditioning or whatever it may be. Yeah.
That's the thing. Set life is not 9 to 5, and nope. It's not Monday through Friday.
It certainly isn't.
There are night shoots. There are weekend shoots.
Yeah. It's our life. It is our life. I mean, for actors, managers, I think agents alike, you know, obviously you try to have your hobbies outside of work. But for the most part, this is really more of a lifestyle than clocking out.
Yeah.
But that's also why I love it, you know? Yeah. So.
Well, you're obviously really, really well suited to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I love what you said about, you know, I have to care, because there's so much truth in that. And I talk to a lot of parents of young actors, especially who are getting involved, and, you know, they're trying to figure out who to, you know, if they're doing meetings with their kid, you know, mm-hmm. trying to get them in front of potential managers, and agents, you know, who to go with. And, you know, my gut feeling is always, okay, if you have some choices, go with the one where you feel an absolutely authentic
Definitely.
Connection, a
Definitely.
Personal connection.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be there for you mm-hmm. at some crazy hour when you need help. You need someone to step in and support you mm-hmm. or, you know what I mean?
Yes. Go with who your gut is feeling and who you feel you can talk to the best. You know, I think with management, it's a different situation. It's not always like the big, bright, shiny name. It's really you're signing with the individual, because that person is, I mean, managers, you know, we're like the best friend character. We're in some cases, like a therapist character, in some cases, you know, some cases business. So there's so many layers to the manager client or client's parent relationship, that you need to be fully trusting in the person too. Yeah. So I say the same thing. And when I meet with a potential client, I tell them, take all the meetings you can. I'm not worried about it, because I want you to be making the best decision for yourself and not wondering, like, you know, what if I went somewhere else? Like I really want it to be 100%, because I don't want to work with somebody for a year or 2 years. I want to work with them their entire career, you know, and build it. Cause that's the exciting part of it.
It is.
Building the career. Yeah.
It is. And I so love that you said that too, because I think there's a lot of anxiety, you know, for, again, parents of young actors or just, you know, actors, like, well, you know, I'm not sure. It's like you need to be sure. It's like any mm-hmm. other important relationship mm-hmm. in your life.
Yes. Yes. And it's the most important thing to you is your career, especially for actors. Like they, you know, eat, live and breathe it. And so you need that person who you can fully trust and same for us in reverse when working with clients.
It actually goes equally both directions.
Yeah.
So how exactly does a talent manager work for their clients? You know, I think a lot of people believe that once you get a manager, I got a manager, you know, I'm set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you clarify what a manager actually does and does not do for an actor?
Yeah. So I think getting your first manager is, I do think there's a lot of mentality that, okay, I'm set. Like things are going to come my way and like, here we go. We're getting work. I'm getting jobs. But that's just the beginning. Getting a manager or getting an agent, specifically your first, is the beginning of the work, the beginning of the partnership. You just started the company and what are we going to do now? So I think that you have to have the mentality that like, okay, we're in this now and we're going to work. And until something pops, and just listening to the advice that we give, there's always going to, at different levels of your career, there's always going to be different things that we're telling you to, you know, to do. And so listening is a big part of it too.
What would you say? I see a lot of you know, I mean, it's a perennial issue with actors feeling like they're not getting enough auditions, you know, like, yeah. I'm not getting enough auditions.
Yeah.
You know, what would you say to an actor who's got that complaint right mm-hmm. now? Like, I'm not getting enough. My manager's not, my mm-hmm. agent's not sending me out on enough auditions.
It seems like that's more the case than the opposite, for right. sure. You have to know that the timing is going to be different for everyone.
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.